Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? And that was En Vogue's newest new single, Deja Vu. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and a privilege to bring on Terry Ellis of En Vogue.
Wayne?
Yes.
Hello? Hi, Wayne.
How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
Don't mind me. I'm yelling. I'm a little hoarse today, but I can, yeah.
Oh,
I'm strong, though.
Sorry to hear that. Make sure
yeah.
you drink you some tea with some hot lemon.
Yeah, I'll try to do that. Yes. What's been up with you and the group as of late?
Oh, wow, just working. And that song you were just playing is from our forthcoming new CD titled Electric Cafe. But we've been doing a lot of shows. We're about to go to Europe in the beginning of March for about 3 weeks. And then when we come back, they're actually setting up a tour now that we'll keep you guys posted about once they're done planning everything in the States.
Awesome. Yes. What keeps you so young looking you're still 20?
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm hoping that it's all the strenuous exercising I'm doing. having an active lifestyle, I think, definitely doing shows helps a lot because our show is pretty much high energy. So it's important that we, continue an exercise regimen so that we can, make sure that we have the endurance and the stamina for our show. Drinking lots of water, eating clean most of the time. And then I think, engaging in life's indulgences here and there, some cookies and ice cream and cakes every once in a while,
You gotta cheat.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes it fun.
Yes. How does it feel to be in the top five of female groups in America selling albums?
Wow. How does it feel? It feels incredible. I mean, we're humbled and thankful that we've been able to create such a marker in this business and to be able to continue to work and sustain longevity So, you know, it's truly a blessing.
Yes. I see y'all definitely paved the way for other female groups out there, SWV and also Destiny Child also.
Well, thank you. I think it all works together. You know, I mean, before us was the Supremes and, a lot of other girl groups. And so we're just grateful that we've been able to have some success in the business. And you know, if we have inspired others, some of our work has been done. You know, we appreciate that.
Awesome. Can you tell me about the new release, Electric Cafe?
Sure. Well, it's again our forthcoming CD. It's titled Electric Cafe. Very eclectic group of musical sounds and vibes and inspiration. It's a little different. I think more fresh for us, more today, and it has this sort of global, international vibe to it. But you're still getting the signature in vogue sounds and harmonies because it was produced by the original producers, Denzel Foster and Thomas McElroy, and also one new producer. His name is Dim Joint. And we have a cut also from Raphael Sadiq.
Yes, I'm sorry. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yes. Do y'all still have? I know it's still a fallout between the other ex members of like Dawn Robinson and Maxine. Yes. What's your thoughts on both of them also?
Well, Max and Dawn will always be my sisters. I love them. We did go through a process of, you know, disagreeing, but, you know, that's life. We're all grown, and at some point in time, you know, people, when you have different goals and aspirations, you know, there are decisions that come along with that. And so they chose to go a different route in a different direction. You know, my blessings and love goes with them always.
Right. And it's been 27 years in Vogue anniversary this year. It just felt like it was around the corner.
Yeah, it does.
It wasn't that.
You know, it's we still have fun, and we're still excited to be able to have the opportunity to do what we love to do so much. So it's still fresh for us. So, yeah, 27 years, we're like, wow, look at how time flies.
Yes. Time flies.
I'd also like to add that we're really – really, really excited that 2016 we were inducted into the Smithsonian's Museum of African American History and Culture. So we're really excited and grateful about that. The red dresses from Giving Them Something They Can Feel, and also the silver dresses from the Never Gonna Get It, My Lovin' video.
Yes, definitely. Definitely top classics. And I noticed that you have fond memories doing also comedy shows, like even working with Jamie Foxx. What's your thoughts on working with Jamie Foxx that time on Living Color as his Wanda character?
Oh, it was awesome. We had the most fun. Jamie is so talented. just an all around artist. I mean, he can do anything. We couldn't stop laughing the whole shoot, so we had a great time with that, and it was really great working with Jamie Foxx.
Definitely. Also, you also worked it with the Wayans brothers also on that show also.
Which one?
The Wayans brothers show also. Marlon and Sean.
Oh yeah, the Wayans brothers. Yeah, that was fun too. Those guys are so funny. And mischievous. We had a great time working with them. They kept us laughing the whole time.
And definitely, we have a question that was right here on our social media from 6-year-old Eric from Virginia. He wants to know what was it like to perform on a kids show like Sesame Street.
Oh, it was a dream come true. It was so cool being able to go on that show and be able to see the characters that we actually grew up loving when we were children, and all the puppets and just all the different characters in the stories, and then we also had the opportunity to write a song for Sesame Street, Elmo Palooza, I believe it was, and so it was a dream come true. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, definitely fun and entertainment.
Yeah.
And can you also plug your upcoming shows? What areas y'all be going to?
Well, quite honestly, I don't know. I can't remember right off the top of my head. I'm actually not at home, and I don't have my itinerary in front of me. I do know February will be in Indiana. And then March we will be in Europe, and we'll be basically traveling all of Europe for about 3 weeks. And then May we'll be doing a tour here in the States.
Definitely a lot. Definitely going to be a successful tour, definitely.
And we also have, we have Chicago coming up for us. I don't know the exact date, but we'll be in Chicago soon.
Chi-Town. Hey, you never know. The Obamas might stop through.
I know, right? Actually, that's going to be February 11th. That's what it is. Chicago, February 11th.
Awesome. And also we'd like to give a shout out to your twin and best friend Holly Robinson. Robinson Pete.
Oh yeah, that's my girl. Yep, we've been friends now for, oh my gosh, about 25 years, and she's a wonderful person, devoted mother, philanthropist, author, actress, and I totally admire her. She's a strong woman, strong black woman, and such an inspiration to, you know, all of us, and I absolutely adore her. She's the best friend ever.
Yes, definitely. You would think as a twin sister also closest.
I know, it's pretty amazing. We laugh at that fact as well, that we look so much alike.
Yes. Yes, Terry, it's an honor for you to be on It Factor Entertainment. You can come back anytime to the show. You with the group also, as well.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you for having me. And on behalf of the group, we appreciate the support. And, yeah, maybe next time it'll be all of us.
Yes, can't wait for that. Everyone can't wait.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope you feel better, you know, take care of yourself, and I guess we'll catch up next time when the record comes out.
All right. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed
welcome.
Day. Right.
Okay, you too. Bye, Wayne.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was the beautiful Terry Ellis of En Vogue. Yes. You can see him at a show near you coming to your town. If you want to download this show, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/It Factor Entertainment or at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio or our fan group page at Wrestling It Factor Radio Show /It Factor Entertainment Radio. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.